to episode 90 of The Vinyl Thread with Auburn and Natalie Lowe on Radio Nope. This week we return to our quest of tracking down vinyl that features all 57 jazz musicians who appear in Art Kane's legendary 1958 photo, A Great Day in Harlem. Here's part two of our journey.
Recording of Steady Eddie by Al Sears and his orchestra dates from 1951 or 1952. It features two lesser-known but well-regarded jazz musicians, trombonist Lawrence Brown and trumpeter Emmett Berry.
Thank you. recorded in Paris. This is Rex Stewart and his Foot Warmers with Finesse, featuring Django Reinhardt. Rex Stewart had a love for France. While he lived there, he studied at the Cordon Bleu School and was a fine cook.
I've had to wait. Joe, you have no idea how long I've had to wait. This is the greatest thrill, being on the swinging date.
Ella Fitzgerald, yes. It's sure to good see you. Ella Fitzgerald, it sure is good to see you. Cause baby girl, I love everything you do.
Party blues from the Count Basie Big Band. They don't come much more influential and important in jazz's story than Count Basie. And it's humbling to see him seated on the curb in Art Kane's photo. Alongside him, a dozen kids from the Harlem neighborhood.
This is Nutty, written and performed by the iconic jazz pianist Thelonious Monk. Here is the first recording from 1954, which features Art Blakey on drums. Thank you.
This week with If I Had You by Wild Bill, Pee Wee and Vic. The Pee Wee is Pee Wee Russell, the clarinetist, and Vic Dickinson, the trombonist. Part 3 of our Great Day in Harlem vinyl journey will be along soon. We just need to find the records first. Thank you for listening to episode 90 of The Vinyl Thread on Radio Nope. Please tune in again at 12 noon EST and 5 PM UK time on Sunday. And join us an hour before for DJ Deb's Rootin' Tootin' Hit It and Split. Until next week, it's goodbye from Natalie and me.